This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And Ezra here on the evening edition at 6:10 p.m. And we're taking a look at this story here about the removal of the mandatory death penalty for drug offenses. So this comes under the Dangerous Drugs Act 2017. So the removal of this sentence started yesterday. And with the amendment of the Act, judges are now given the discretion to sentence convicted drug traffickers with a life sentence alternative with no less than 15 strokes of the whip.
Right. So this is a step in the right direction, definitely, right?
Yes.
However,
baby steps progress.
Baby steps, yes. However, the new law will only benefit those who are yet to be convicted by the High Court. So if one has already been convicted and sentenced to death prior to this amendment, then even the appellate courts will not have the power to review the death sentence and impose this alternative sentence for drug trafficking.
Yeah, so this is, I guess, something to look into because MADPET, that's the Malaysians Against Death Penalty and Torture, said that there were still major flaws in the Act, specifically the Dangerous Drugs Act 2017. And of course, you know, it looks at the implementation of the delay in the resulted rephrase this. So it basically takes a look at how the implementation of justice will result in, you know, potential delays, especially if
right.
this kind of situation moves forward.
So if you need a, some rough statistics, there were a total of 25,922 drug addicts that were arrested nationwide in 2017, right? So this is based on statistics by the National Anti-Drug Agency, the AADK. The total involved, there were 20,956 Malays, Chinese 1,947, Indians 1,770, Sabahans 999, Sarawakians 113, and others 147. That's the kind of statistical breakdown based on race.
Yeah, we're going to find out a little bit more about some of the concerns to this amendment to the Dangerous Drugs Act 2017. That's coming up shortly after this on BFM 89.9.
Beyond frivolous matters, BFM 89.9, the business station.
So, Uman Ezra here on the evening edition. We're talking about the removal of the mandatory death penalty for drug offenses. It came into effect yesterday with the amendment to the Dangerous Drugs Act 2017. We're crossing over to Gwen Lee, Interim Executive Director of Amnesty International. Gwen, thank you for joining us on the evening edition. So tell us, do you have any concerns about the amendment made to the aforementioned Act?
Yeah, actually, Amnesty International Malaysia was disappointed at the legislative amendments to the Dangerous Drug Act that is passed last year in November. So we actually been working on this for quite some time, and we waited for the amendments for years and only see very little change to the law that provided that the mandatory death penalty is already problematic. This is because Malaysian judges can rely on presumptions of drug possession and trafficking, which, when invoked, shift the burden of proof from the prosecution to the defendant. So this amendment also requires the judge to make life or death decisions based on a limited set of circumstances provided by the amendments. So the mandatory death penalty will be retained for all but the extremely narrow circumstances of those convicted of merely transporting, carrying, sending or delivering a prohibited substance and who also are found to have cooperated with law enforcement in disrupting drug trafficking activities. So when discretion is available, life imprisonment and not less than 15 strokes of the whip. Yeah.
And Gwen, the new amendment is not applied retroactively to previous convictions, which means that it won't benefit those who've already received the death penalty. Why is this the case?
Well, that is how the law was drafted, and it was not amended any further before it was passed. We lobbied at Parliament to allow for retrospective review for past sentences, but it was not adopted into the bill at that point, yeah.
And so, Gwen, how likely do you think it is that those who've been sentenced to the death penalty before the amendment came into effect would, in fact, escape it?
So we are not sure as of yet until we see the bill in use and its progress. So I mentioned before, the bill the amendment will be applied to the cases that have not been trialed or sentenced. So it will take some time before we can actually see the full effect. Since the amendment has no effect on retrospective cases, those sentenced that already will have to wait for their royal clemency appeals if they have applied for them before. Yeah.
So with the amendment, judges can only impose a life sentence together with 15 strokes of the whip as the alternative to the death sentence. There are calls from the advocacy group Malaysians Against Death Penalty and Torture, or MADPET, to allow the judges to give jail terms of different lengths. What do you think about that suggestion?
So Amnesty International is advocates for the Malaysia government to provide more alternative sentences than the death penalty. So this can be done giving full discretion to the judges. I think that this is the best solution for the future amendments. Yeah.
Well, Gwen, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition and sharing those insights with us. That was Gwen Lee, Interim Executive Director of Amnesty International, with her thoughts on the abolishment of the mandatory death penalty for drug offences under the Dangerous Drugs Act 2017. Now, as we heard, more can be done. This is a step in the right direction. And it is interesting that, you know, given how there's going to be some observation as to how the bill progresses and its use of it as well.
Because,
you know, when you're looking at alternatives to death sentence, you're right. There could be a variety of ways in which judges can offer different types of sentencing.
So currently we are one of only 23 countries left in the world that still execute people. And we are also one of only 7 countries in the world where people get executed for drug-related offences.
Well, folks, if you think it's time for Malaysia to abolish the death penalty altogether, call us at 03-771-09000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got some music right now by The Beatles, Nowhere Man, on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.